USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nashville, Tennessee authorities said Sunday they believe Anthony Warner was responsible for the Christmas Day explosion that rocked downtown Nashville and that the 63-year-old died in the blast. The VIN number of the RV was traced to Warner. Governor Bill Lee said at least 41 buildings were damaged. President Trump Sunday night signed the COVID relief government spending plan that averts a government shutdown Monday night. The president's signature means the government is now funded through September 30th, 2021. The stimulus checks are still set at $600 for most Americans, but the House is working on a bill to provide for $2,000 payment checks. The bill will be on the Senate floor late Monday. The suspected Russian hackers behind the worst U.S. cyber attack in years leveraged reseller access to Microsoft's 365 cloud services to penetrate their targets in the federal government. Many Microsoft software licenses are sold through third parties, and those companies can have complete access to client systems, USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.